listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. Time now for our weekly visit with John Gizzi, political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. And John, it's always good to have you with us.
It's always good to be here, Greg. Thank you for having me.
Well, John, usually any year that ends in an odd number, like 2009, there's not a whole lot of politicking going on in a formal way, but that was not the case earlier this week, as we had a major Democratic primary for the governor's race in Virginia, which is taking place this year. It was supposed to be a tight three-way race between State Senator Cree Deeds, former State Assemblyman Brian Moran, and longtime Democratic activist and DNC chairman Terry McAuliffe. In the end, it was the underdog, Cree Deeds, that won. Terry McAuliffe had been ahead but lost handily. Your take?
My take is that Democrats, at least in Virginia and throughout the South, when they sense a chance to win, they will move from left to center. They did this with Governors Mark Warner and Tim Kaine. They did it with Senator Jim Webb. And now they're apparently doing it with the least liberal of the three candidates, Cree Deeds. And as for Deeds being an underdog, remember, he lost a race for attorney general 4 years ago by 323 votes out of 2 million, so he had a statewide following. When one combines that with the fact that he had the endorsement of the Washington Post, and that generated a lot of support, and indeed, the other candidates from Northern Virginia bashed each other right to the end to run headlong to the left, the Deeds victory really isn't an upset after all. Will he defeat State Attorney General Bob McDonnell and turn the tide on the cliffhanger of 4 years ago? Time will tell. Virginia has a tendency to swing back and forth in modern times. They've been Democratic the last two times. Democrats will find out if the third time will be the charm or they will go back to being decidedly red.
John, another issue, of course, this week has been the issue of the economy. We saw the Supreme Court stop and then eventually give the green light to the merger and really the takeover of Chrysler by Italian automaker Fiat. And we see the president also now pushing PAYGO after spending a lot of money that wasn't offset in the first few months of his administration. What do you make of the economic headlines of the week?
Well, the economic headlines are one thing. We know about where unemployment is. We've seen no decided change in the economy. I must say, though, the fact that the Supreme Court at least heard the suit regarding Chrysler and listened to the arguments from Indiana State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, this violated the Fifth Amendment and its due compensation clause, where Fiat is getting 100 cents on the dollar. The people who are the secured stockholders, namely retired state troopers and teachers from the Hoosier State, are getting 29 cents on the dollar. That caused a lot of people to stop and think and wonder about these bailouts. Remember, Congress voted down individual bailouts for auto companies, and this money had to come from the TARP funds, which weren't intended for automobiles. The very fact that Murdoch and the other Indiana leaders contested this means there's going to be further questions about Chrysler, GM, and anyone else the government chooses to bail out with TARP money or tax dollars.
John, also over the recent weekend, we saw a major fundraising dinner for the National Republican Congressional Committee, basically a committee designed to elect House Republicans. But we saw some pretty important headliners there in the GOP, like Newt Gingrich and Sarah Palin. Do you sense anyone yet emerging as the leader of the GOP?
When you talk about headliners, don't forget Academy Award winner John Voight, the Master of Ceremonies. I don't see anyone emerging. James Baker, the former Secretary of State, once said, overnight is an eternity in politics. The movements of people such as Gingrich or Governor Palin, Governor Sanford of South Carolina, former Governor Romney now, are interesting to watch and speculate. But remember, the next election is a long way off, and we still have midterm elections to deal with. You yourself cite the fact this was a dinner to raise money for House and Senate candidates. On the question of presidential candidates, I think I'll take a pass until 2010.
John, some other issues, of course, going on. We mentioned the elections in Virginia, but as usual, you're also following the important elections overseas, including the European Union. What's happening there?
Well, the European Union had its sixth straight election since 1979 over the weekend. What was particularly interesting was that center-right parties increased the ranks that they already have in Brussels. The left suffered precipitously, and many see this as a barometer of things to come. Labor Party's crashing defeat in Britain steps up the drumbeat that Gordon Brown must go. And indeed, in Britain, we can expect changes sooner rather than later. In Germany, the center-right victories and the very poor showing by the socialists is certainly good news for Chancellor Angela Merkel, who will face the electorate in September. And in everywhere else but Greece, it seems the gains came on the right. Now, what does that mean to this country? Well, it means Europe is heading toward being more of a United States of Europe than simply a continent, and that this country will face some a continent that's very formidable and united. I have to say that the European Union is just that, united right now.
John, just about 90 seconds left here, and obviously many of us here in Washington and really around the country were stunned to see the shooting at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum on Wednesday, a white supremacist killing a security guard who was just opening the door for the man, and the man was eventually shot himself. He's in critical condition. Your thoughts on that whole very unfortunate story?
Well, very much like the shooting in the U.S. Capitol 11 years ago, the events at the Holocaust Museum are sad and also ugly, because the very fearsome Medusa head of bigotry and anti-Semitism is out there. One saw this in Columbine during the fatal shootings many years ago as well. These are the things that cause Americans to stop and reflect on the fact that America still has its prejudices and its people who are deranged. That said, I don't know a lot of people like Mr. Von Braun, and all we can say is that every time somebody who has something wrong with him does something like this, it's good we pause and reflect, but we also have to think we're not like him.
John, unfortunately, that'll have to be the last word. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time.
I'm John Gizzi on Capitol Hill.
John Gizzi is political editor at Human Events, the National Conservative Weekly. When we come back on Dateline Washington, we'll be joined by Bill O'Neill, the founder and chairman of Investors Business Daily. Stay with us.